Hello and welcome to the Webcert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has launched a faster search feature in Africa. India has rejected proposed new global e-commerce rules and research has found that 54% of internet users in Poland now shop online. Google has launched a faster search feature in Africa. Now, if the search engine detects an internet user is using a mobile device with low RAM, it will automatically optimize the search results for speed. A statement from the search company explained that web pages that users access from Google's search results page will be optimized to load faster and use less data. The initiative covers most of Africa and applies to the Google app, the Chrome browser, and the Android browser. It's estimated that almost 40% of Android devices in Africa have low RAM, meaning that the introduction of automatically optimized web pages should benefit a large proportion of internet users in the continent. The feature has already been launched in India, Indonesia, and Brazil, with results from these countries showing that the optimized web pages used 80% less data and load 3 times faster than unoptimized pages. India has rejected a proposal for new global e-commerce rules from the World Trade Organization, or WTO. Various members of the WTO held an informal meeting and proposed a draft set of rules that would permanently ban custom duties on global electronic transactions. However, India has said that it will not agree to the proposed rule amid fears that it would harm India's domestic e-commerce market by giving foreign retailers unfair access. Various other developing countries have sided with India on the issue. A coalition of 50 African countries added their voice to the argument, with Rwanda accusing the richer members of the WTO of trying to kick away the development ladder and constraining the abilities of developing countries to industrialize. 54% of internet users in Poland now shop online, according to research by Gemius. The study found that the demographics of Polish e-commerce shoppers has changed slightly over time, and there are now more online shoppers in smaller towns and amongst younger age groups compared to 1 year ago. Furthermore, the proportion of university graduates has fallen, whilst the proportion of non-graduates engaging in online shopping has risen. The typical online shopper in Poland is now a female from a larger city with at least secondary school qualifications, aged under 50. Cross-border e-commerce has also increased in popularity, rising from 10% to 16% of online shoppers in the last year. Looking at what would encourage Poles to shop online more often, the study found that shorter delivery times, lower delivery costs, and fewer advertisements were the main factors. Research by NTT Docomo has found that traditional TV still dominates in Japan, although online video services are growing. 73% of respondents said that they watch free traditional TV on a daily or regular basis. However, just 67% watched free video on demand services like YouTube or Nico Nico Video as regularly, and only 14% paid for video on demand. When looking at paid video on demand services, separate research by Ampere Analysis found that global giants were being kept at bay by local alternatives. The most popular paid service was provided by the Japanese company DTV, which accounted for 41% of the paid market. Amazon Prime Video accounted for just 23%, and Netflix came in third place with 17%. And finally, the Chinese social media giant WeChat has enforced fresh censorship on its users as the Chinese government holds its National Congress meeting. National Congress occurs once every 5 years and is a very important political summit where the ruling Communist Party's leadership and policies are decided. In an apparent clampdown on political expression, WeChat has introduced a temporary block on the ability for users to change their profile pictures, nicknames, and taglines. These features are often used to express political opinions. WeChat says that the restrictions will be lifted at the end of October, which happens to be just after the end of the Communist Party's National Congress. Censorship is commonplace in China. The country is ranked as the worst in the world for internet freedom by the non-profit organization Freedom House. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.